It's time for a Friday Five, and today I'm sharing five mindset shifts to take you to the next level. Our brains are so stinking powerful, and a lot of times we are holding on to limiting beliefs of what we are capable of what others are doing in the world, and of how we can show up. And so today I'm sharing five super powerful mindset shifts that are going to get you set up for the new year to really chase and accomplish and achieve your biggest goals. Are you guys ready for a Friday Five?
You're listening to the Goal Digger Podcast, where we firmly believe that work doesn't have to feel like work. Self-made millionaire and marketing guru Jenna Kutcher will help you redefine what success looks like. It's time to hear from the experts. Listen in on honest conversations and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others pave their own way and craft their dream career. If you're ready to dig in, do the work, and tackle your biggest goals, you're in the right place. Here's your host, educator, photographer, and mac and cheese lover, Jenna Kutcher.
The first mindset shift that needs to happen is believing in abundance. Now, I think that it's a journey of abundance versus scarcity, and it can be tricky because fully grasping onto this mindset, it can make a world of a difference in every area of your life, in your business, in your relationships, finances, mental state. Now, I could go on forever about this, but people who live in a scarcity mindset, they're often living in fear of money running out, of sharing success, of having other people pass them by. And in people who have the scarcity mindset, their view is that there's only so much of whatever it is, success, profits, joy, that can go around, and they want the biggest piece of the pie. And truthfully, you guys, it's super easy to get pulled into this mindset, but I urge you to cling to scarcity's more joyful, less selfish counterpart, abundance. Now, the abundance mindset is a true belief that there is always enough. There is more than enough, actually. There is more than enough money, recognition, joy, success to go around, and that we can all grow together. Now, I want for you to cling tight to the abundance mindset because it allows you to worry less, to genuinely cheer others on, and to actually attract the things that you want in this life in a more natural, organic way. Now, mindset shift number two is this: community over competition. Obviously, one of my favorites. Community versus competition has really been just this pivotal, not just message, but mindset as I've grown my business over the years. And the truth is that running your own business, it can be a very lonely road. And a lot of times when we're so attached to our screens, we see all of the quote competition out there, and it can really start to cast doubt on what we have to offer the world. And so I decided to combat this by going out there and seeking out mentors and friends and industry peers so that we could grow together. There is so much beauty in creating community, especially when you do a lot of your work by yourself. And it can take away that cutthroat feeling that comes when we believe that we're all competing against each other. When we can start to own the things that make us different, we can become confident in believing in abundance, going back to number one, and we can craft this community that supports us, that encourages us, and that we can encourage in turn. And so community over competition, it's all about rising up together and lifting each other up as we pursue our biggest dreams. Now, another mindset shift is believing that you have experiences that others can learn from. And this is actually the perfect transition from community over competition, because it can be really hard to share our secrets, especially our trade secrets. And when we think about sharing them with our competition, oh my gosh, did your hands just get clammy? But I am here to tell you that when you open yourself up and when you start to share with other people, it not only builds your credibility and fosters meaningful relationships, you will begin to learn from others as well. I always think that if you want to learn something, teach it. And I'm not saying that you have to share every single detail of your work and personal life, but I am saying that sharing the hard stuff, the advice, the tips, the things that you're learning, or the personal struggles, it can open big doors to relationships, to support, to true fans. And it's hard for people to love on you and root for you when they don't know what's going on in your life. And so you have to trust that the experiences that you have been through, they have crafted you into a unique person, and those experiences can help other people too. I promise, if you open yourself up, you're not going to regret it. Now, another mindset shift, number four, is believing that we are worthy. I mean, I want to just tattoo this on my head. I am worthy. Three simple words that can create such an impact. You are worthy of dreaming big dreams, of love, of chasing after far-off goals, of making money doing what you're passionate about. You're worthy of self-respect, of true relationships, of crafting a life that serves you inside and out. And there is no sense in playing small in this lifetime. Life is happening right now, whether or not you're being present for it. And I want for you to truly grasp hold of the opportunities in front of you, because you are worthy of them. There are so many glass ceilings that we create for ourselves, and that we craft this narrative in our mind of why we are not worthy. But my friend, when you can cling to the fact that you in fact are worthy of doing all of these hard things and of reaping the rewards of that work, it can totally change everything. The last mindset shift that I need for you to make in order to be truly successful this year is to know and trust that you are unique. You truly are one of a kind. You know that? There is no one out there like you. And that is such a beautiful and freeing mindset to cling on to. You are so unique that your path is uniquely yours. And when you can remember that you can stay in your lane, focus on your own goals, focus on what your aspirations are, and dream authentically for you, it'll totally open you up to seeing the possibilities out there for you. In this world, it is so easy to compare ourselves to others. But my friend, when you can understand that you are so wonderfully unique, and those things that you think make you boring or awkward, those are you owning your awesome. So there you have it. Five ways to cultivate motivation, gratitude, and self-confidence. Those mindset shifts that can totally help you transform your life and your business this year. I urge you to implement these mindset shifts in little ways every single day. And soon you're going to find yourself naturally thinking in their powerful patterns. Cheers to new mindsets and new accomplishments. You guys have got this. And if today's show spoke to you, inspired you, encouraged you, take a little screenshot and share it. I'd love to see who's tuning in. I want to hear about what mindset shift you are going to tackle first. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals, and I will talk to you in just a few days.
That's a wrap. Thanks for tuning in to the Gold Digger Podcast with Jenna Kutcher. If you love today's show and you want to be an awesome human, leave us a review on iTunes or screenshot you tuning in and post it for a chance to be featured on our next episode. That's the easiest way to pass along some warm fuzzies to the team that makes this show happen each week. Until next time, keep on digging those goals and redefining success.